So my gear, my pedal board. I have two pedals that are on all the time, and they are Dyno Compressor and Vintage Overdrive, made by Joyo. So they are very cheap, but they do their trick. Of course, then you can see the settings from the compressor and Vintage Overdrive just for boost. Then, of course, tuner and Super Octave, which I use mainly when I play with my wife. It's our bass player. It will go to my bass amp. But it's fun also to play things for guitar also. Then Super Chorus and Fuzz. A noise suppressor, that's the third one I have always on, because there's a lot of hassling in the sound. But this Fuzz and also this cheap Harley Benton digital delay, these four I mainly use by kidding around or something like that. Not very used to play with pedals, but they are there and it's fun sometimes. And of course, Vox Wah, been using that for a couple of years, and really it's fun and it made playing solos exciting. That's about the pedal board. Then I have a PV6505 Plus. Here you can see my settings. Almost all on 6. Except these. These used to be 6 as all 2, but they are better, more angry settings. But I like it to put them on 6. And I mainly use the lead channel, but for if I play some rock and roll tunes, more rock and roll, like it will be a rhythm, but mostly on lead. Then I have in effect loop, I have this equalizer always on in flat settings, but it will kind of harmonize the things, mainly because those pedals there I always have on, they put a little bit too much treble or highs there, it will balance things up. And about this, and then I have a Marshall from 80s, it have 65 watts speakers and it's very very nice, it's nowadays ours. But about this, it's 8 ohm cabin. And this is PV is modded. It's not 120 watts anymore. It's 60 watts. And it, when it's 60 watts, it should have been kind of cut down the ohms. So if you play to 8 ohm cabin, you should use only 4 ohms in the amp. But I know this. It sounds so much better if you run it with 8 ohms to 8 ohms. And it kind of, maybe it works hotter than, more hot than, and it will give you really more crunch to sound. The minor side is because it's not permitted. If you play too loud, it can burn your power tubes. And I have done it once. So you need to be careful. If you need to put more volume, then you need to switch it to 4 ohms. I usually play about 2, between something, 1.8 to 2.8. It's enough and it's good. Yes, and this is USA made. I bought it. I kind of swapped it to my early Marshall in 2010, and I missed that Marshall too. But anyway, these are my stuff. Hopefully you got something out of it. That's my sound. Thank you. And here's some of my guitars as well. And this is my studio, Pasimenti Studios. It's rock and roll.